Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
We continue live here from the Country Diner in Enfield as part of Darting Across Connecticut. What a lovely place. I encourage everybody to come down and check it out. Aaron Markovich is the Director of Economic and Community Development here in Enfield. Busy man.
Very, very.
It is, you know, where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Western Pennsylvania by way of Nantucket, D.C., all over the place, but have been here for about 4 years.
4 years. So I... Enfield in some ways reminds me, we lived for a couple of years in Braintree, Massachusetts, right just south of Boston, 8 miles from downtown Boston, and it just had this really delicate balance, and I don't think they necessarily got it right, between commercial and residential,
right.
Like a town with a ton of pride, but they had a ton, they had a mall that was, up and down. But they got a lot of commercial and retail, which helped a lot with taxes.
Yeah.
It became known as a sort of a low tax place, but it kind of, in some ways, I felt like the commercial side eroded a little bit of the town. You have a delicate balance here. You have tons of big box stuff down the road.
Right.
But yet we have this, you know, I've seen all the police chiefs in the boroughs of Enfield.
Yep.
I mean, fire chiefs. And you got the police department in here and like... tons of townspeople come in here.
Yeah.
How hard is that balance?
It is an interesting balance. And I think the other piece I would add to that is that Enfield has had a long history of kind of maybe not heavy industrial, but an industrial base to it. We used to have Lego is kind of moving out of here, and the mall has kind of done its thing and run its course.
We're going to talk about the mall.
So, you know, like you say, you have to balance that on the backs of residential, commercial, and pull all these pieces. But Enfield is a hub. It's a gateway, we call it. It's that intersection of 91. It's right on the river. It's got all these pieces. So it's got a lot of components that can really make it work. And we just maybe have to fine tune. We have to bring some things up and make sure things are balanced. Absolutely. Shane.
Well, let's start with the mall's the most important thing because, you know, and we've talked ad nauseum about the death of the mall.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's actually in some spots seeing some resurgences, but its capacity is shrunk. So it doesn't mean every place that has a mall is going to come back.
Right.
And so, you know, our producer, Matt Royce, is from Meriden. That mall is a ghost.
Yep.
And Enfield is a ghost. But now it seems that something might be done. So my first question, because I know you're intricately involved with these Nebraska developers and whatever. If I were to give you like give me a handicap, what's the percentage likelihood that this is going to happen?
Much stronger than even 80%. It's really kind of moving its way. Where we are is in the paperwork process, right? We've gotten a lot of funding from the state that has supported this. $10 million came out of the bond program that the state has.
Right.
So there is a lot of money on the table to pull all these pieces together. They are very committed folks. They are looking at the kind of tenants that they want to bring in there. They're talking about high-end organic grocery stores.
Why do they want it? Right? Why do they think that this is an opportunity?
Well, I think that, you know, as developers, they're looking for those kinds of opportunities, and they're seeing these types of empty mall spaces as great redevelopment opportunities. They've done several of these, mostly out in the Midwest, Omaha, those kinds of places, but they've done this exact kind of project. They were looking for a East Coast project. They ran the analysis, and Enfield came up as a top opportunity for them, you know, cost-wise and everything.
So tell me, if it's like 85%,
yeah,
what would derail it?
I think, you know, just the general economy out in the world. I think that's really the biggest thing. The state has been way behind it. The town has been way behind it. The community is in very much support of it. The developers are very committed to it. Okay. It's just really a matter of
cost. So what is it going to be?
As far as we know at this point, where the plans are currently sitting, there would be a percentage of housing, about 300-odd units of housing.
An apartment building.
Apartment buildings, okay. Yep, exactly. Two hotels are proposed, and then a commercial section. The target will be staying on site. That's not actually being torn down. The rest of it's being torn down, but then the rest of it commercial.
Aaron Markovich, who's the Director of Economic and Community Development here in Enfield on Bryan & Company. Housing is a problem in so many communities, and I understand apartments. It's more profitable, right? You could have more units per square foot. I like, you know, that we did this thing on these mini neighborhoods or pocket neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah.
I love that concept.
Yeah, those are great.
And so I'm just saying, what is the housing situation in Enfield outside of this potential for 300 units to come online?
Yeah, we're very strongly single-family home, which is fine, but that does cause some strains on resources. There is that. But what we're seeing around the apartments is particularly...
Resources meaning like trash and that stuff?
Or? Yeah, trash, sewer, all those kinds of things that you always fat. But we have a great project that's being proposed down on the river in Old Thompsonville, where we're going to see a new train station. And so you're seeing some of this, what's been called transit-oriented development, where they're building near train stations and bus stations. So that's 140 units that's going to be right on the river. That's going to be fantastic to be able to look out at that river.
That train station is going to be Amtrak and CT Rail?
Yeah. There's funding from both state and federal to get this thing built. They're hoping maybe by 2028 or 2029 it'll be online.
And where will you be able to go?
You're going to be right on the Hartford line, so you can go Springfield, you can go Hartford, or then onward down to New Haven and from there. So people will be able to catch it right from here.
And that's definitely happening.
As far as I know.
I mean, that's my thing with development. Like, I've done enough stories now in my couple of years that, like, the proposals and approvals and even the even destroying stuff isn't enough.
Yep.
You have to start constructing something for me to believe it.
And that's it. You know, the train station's been talked about since at least 1991. So people are a little hesitant, and I want to hedge my own bets.
Right. Listen, we're talking to Aaron Markovich, who's the Director of Economic and Community Development here. Okay, a couple little rapid fires here.
Yeah.
What's exciting beyond these developments? Like, what excites you about Enfield now and Enfield moving forward?
I really see a great future for the Thompsonville. It was destroyed sort of in the 70s, that historic
core. How so? What happened to it?
Urban redevelopment. Yeah. When the carpet mill moved out, we lost a lot of that. So yeah. I really think that's going to be great.
And what is challenging for you?
That is a particular challenge, and I would say the funding landscape right now, where the dollars are coming from, things are changing at the federal level, things are changing at the state level. We have to kind of keep on pivoting to make sure we can get after those dollars that will make these things happen.
So you've been in a lot of different places.
Yeah.
What do you like about the town?
I think, you know, what you talked about, that kind of small town thing, the things that we're seeing here, I have been really great. It has been fantastic to work with the staff of the town. They have been bending over backwards to try to find ways to make these projects happen. And I
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I think a lot of times you can see, you know, government officials are pointed at a certain direction, and I would not say that's the case in the town. They're just fantastic to work with.
This turnover with the town manager, that's happening this summer.
Yep.
Do you anticipate that being disruptive, or how does stuff like that work?
I don't think so. I think it can obviously lead to changes in priorities. But the person that's coming in, I've been told, has a background in economic development as well.
You've not met him yet.
Yeah, I've not met him yet. But I'm excited, and you know, I've got great ideas, and I think I can lobby and make those things happen.
Anything else you want to make sure people know about your job? And
I really want to push, we've got a great concert series that's coming up on the Town Green. Folks should check that out on the town website. And if they're looking for more resources and information, just hit that town website with lots of great information out there.
Aaron, great job.
Yeah,
it's really good to meet
All right, nice to meet you.
And, it's the mall. I mean, if they can pull that off, that sounds great.
It'll be huge.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Aaron Markovich, the Director of Economic and Community Development. And the community is part of the title.
Absolutely.
So it's a huge part of what he does. And
huge.
I didn't want to give that short shrift.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.